You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 114. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is about the power of writing rituals. I'm calling them rituals specifically because I consider these different from habits and even from routines, though you could make the case for interchanging rituals for routines and come out the same. Writing rituals are the things you do, whether in a specific sequence or not, before you start a writing session. They're going to vary per person and per the time of day or day of the week that you're writing. And you may have multiple rituals depending on the mood of the scene you're going to write or the type of work you're doing, whether it's actually writing or just doing editing or even brainstorming. The differences between the stages of the writing process and the rituals associated with them matter because our brains like repetition and familiarity. When you do the same thing every time you sit down to work on your book's outline versus a different same thing to work on your draft, whether it's writing or rewriting, versus a different same thing when you're in the editing phase, those familiar rituals ahead of those stages prime the brain to focus on the thing at hand. Association is very powerful. Right now, the main associative writing ritual I do is listening to the Writing Sprint video by Abby Emmons called Writing on a Dark Academia Train, Bound for a Snowy Mountain Village. This is one of a few things I do before I actually start writing. And the other things include bringing up Scrivener on one screen and my first draft plus a quick reference of my outline on the second screen. That combination of things gets my brain into the writing mood for rewriting book three, regardless of what time of day I do it. Anything can go into your writing ritual because what works for you is going to be different from what works for me, yada, yada, yada. While music is one of the most powerful sources of priming your brain for the task ahead of you, the type of music will vary depending on the thing you're about to do and the type of person you are. I personally cannot stand listening to anything with lyrics before or during a writing session. I also can't listen to anything from a movie or a TV show that I like because I have powerful associations with those franchises that pulls me out of my own world and into the world those scores were made for. What helps for a lot of people is video game music, especially music from games you don't play, although I have dumped over 450 hours into Skyrim, and that soundtrack will always work for a writing session. Other things you can use as part of a writing ritual include, but are certainly not limited to, lighting candles, turning off all the lights in your writing space, wearing noise-blocking headphones, doing a meditation, listening to a specific song before every session, physical exercise, and this can get creative juices flowing right along with your blood. If I'm in a season of hiking a lot and I'm ideating on my next book, I might go on a hike, talk out all of my ideas, and then be primed to write when I get home. This obviously involves some more time and effort. And then the last one on my example list is eating a piece of chocolate. The taste buds in our noses are also powerful sources of association for priming. There are plenty of other examples, both from other authors and across the self-improvement landscape, that you can hunt for and test for yourself. The true power in writing rituals is doing it over and over again before you sit down to write, so that your brain is trained to associate those actions with the thing you're trying to do. Many authors struggle to feel motivated to write, but priming with a writing ritual can solve much of that problem by getting your brain into the right headspace beforehand. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.